This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Bro, you know what I learned how to make? Fucking baked sweet potatoes. Oh, man.
Special?
Special.
Take a potato, take a sweet potato and you bake it.
Yeah.
I can respect that for sure.
Episode 60, yeah! Man, you know what time it is.
Yeah!
For sure. And oh yeah,
from the chest.
Turn y'all volumes down.
Whoa.
Hey, yeah, you know what time it is, man. This is Random Order Podcast.
It is.
And I like to kick this episode off with a riddle.
Mm.
Yo, come on. What you call Curtis Jackson with a dime in his pocket?
Let me tell you. Curtis Jackson with a dime in his pocket?
Episode 60!
Ah!
Yeah! You know who it is too, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. Also go man. By the name of Quentin Quarantino.
Ooh,
yeah.
Shit.
B-Baby Train the building.
It's your fucking boy, man. People say I look like Wood Harris on Summertime. Only in the summertime.
Yo.
My man, Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir, man. Back in the building.
G-Nick.
That was a better one.
Know what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
On this episode, Well, first man. Off, we took a little break. You know what I'm saying? A lot of crazy things going on in the world.
Yep.
We discussed a few things on this podcast. Obviously, all the injustices going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the bullshit that's going on.
Yep.
Covered that. And off top.
The bullshit, man.
Yeah, man.
Off. A lot of it, bro.
Yeah. Off top, there's some resources in the description below. Some useful links that you could take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Links to petitions, to funds that you could donate to general information you could use to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying, really join the fight against anti-black racism.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important time. I think nigga, the world's watching.
Yes.
The world's watching, so it's up to you.
Yep.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna tell your kids you did at a time like this?
Mm-hmm.
So of course we covered that, but we're also here to, you know what I'm saying, unwind a bit, have some fun.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. We also talked about not claiming your yak.
Why are you doing that?
You barf on the floor, you say it's not mine. What's that
That's
about?
So weird.
We get into that. We get into bad Wi-Fi and why we still pay for it every day, even though it doesn't work every day. What's that about?
Well, I can't tell you.
What else you talk? What are you talking about?
Talk about getting a free bill.
Oh, when
you
really
want to pay that bill.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Talked about the Sidekick and the indestructible Nokia phone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bring that back.
Mm-hmm. We talked about,
you know what I'm saying?
We talked about wife beater removals.
It'll make sense, man. Before we get into this episode, for our YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
But to become a true noted gang eagle, hit that bell thing, man.
Yes, sir.
Like that smash button, you hear me? Enjoy the episode. Oh, man. Yeah. Just like clockwork.
Huh.
And know the gang eagles all up in it thing.
Of course.
Niggas thought it was a cloud.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas thought a hurricane was on the way.
Of course.
That's where they was wrong.
Looking all over the place. Trying to find the reason as to why your screen is shaking. Stupid motherfucker, that's the wind.
It's a large array.
Mm-hmm.
I know that guy eagles in he beat, man. It's your fucking boy, man. They got a notification.
Watch out, it's the Noti Gang Eagles.
They smiling
they
right
eat
now.
Anything.
They smiling
they doing
right
the
now.
Eagle the smile. Eagle,
yeah, they doing the eagle smirk. You know what I'm saying?
That y'all know exactly eagle what that smirk, is, too, man. Yo, yeah. Yo, right off top, I'm going to say you missed out. Yeah, yeah, because recently we dropped that little 4YE rework 04. It's your fucking boy. Yeah. And you a little bit sad right now because you missed out. Jeez. But we got good news.
Mm-hmm.
Head over to 4ye.ca. Type in your little email address. Before we drop some heat, you're going to get an email saying we about to drop some heat. You know we shine every summer. Yeah. Now, them true know the gang Eagles understand that concept. They nodding their little eagle heads. Mm-hmm. As I explained the concept of a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
They already know what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
They already know what it is.
All them little ass mice don't even know I'm speaking the language right now. Man. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. If they were mice, all you hear beep, beep, boop, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Eagles understand me, though.
While we on the topic of eagles, let me drop a eagle fun fact.
No, please.
There are over 6 different species of eagles. I bet y'all didn't know that.
Ooh, I didn't know that. What?
Eagles come in all shapes and sizes, man. All over the world.
And they all here.
Yes, sir.
All in one building.
Mm-hmm.
This the eagle nest.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn, I kind of like that.
It's the eagle nest.
This the eagle nest?
This the eagle
nest. You know what's crazy about the eagle nest, too?
What's that?
I was only expected to give y'all one fun fact, but since we back, shit, I might as well do two.
Okay.
Eagles
okay.
build their nest on high cliffs on tall trees.
Ooh.
Random order. This just, we just a high cliff.
We up top.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We just up here with it.
Yeah.
Now, I understand why a mouse wouldn't be comfortable with this elevation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mice like to stay real low, hide behind walls and
shit. Yeah. I guess.
Chewing on wires and shit, fucking shit up in the background. They hiding though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we can see far, you know what I'm saying?
We don't mind being up. That little ass up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We see a mice run out when you get a little comfortable to go get a little lunch and shit. Next thing you know, you lunch, nigga.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just like that.
In the blink of a mouse eye.
And that quick.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got
man.
A brand new
man. Man.
Array,
man.
If you will.
Man.
4YE Dewey's. And you know we dropped earlier, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
You know they sold out as well, man.
Man.
So now more than ever, you need to head over to 4ye.ca. Drop your email in the damn thing. Yep. The subscription thing.
Yup.
Stay posted because they dropping. And
we
raising the quantities.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We got the message.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all my Naughty Gang Eagles, man, going nice. Over there when the time is right. And you know when the time is right, because we going to tell you when that time is right.
Mm.
Shout out to all my Naughty Gang Eagles, man. We got a lot of new shit dropping, man, and we want y'all to stay subscribed. So head over to the 4YE site and you'll see a subscription list. Stay posted on the subscription list, man.
Yeah.
You need to. Because we got something. We ain't even talking about the pins.
Like that, man.
You think we just gonna drop some pins and not drop some hats to go with the pins?
Yeah. Like, what are you gonna do with a pin if you ain't got a hat?
What you gonna stick it on your head?
Maybe like your backpack or something.
Sheldon, you're not helping the cause. We're trying to sell hats and pins at the same time, nigga.
Come on, nigga. Both gonna go together.
It's like I was saying, you think we ain't gonna drop some hats? Come on, man. We got a lot of things coming, so stay subscribe, follow our page.
Mm-hmm. Y'all been cleaning up, man. And that's another thing. Like, we introduced the topic or the concept of a Know the Gang Eagle on this platform, obviously the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all all over the place.
All over, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all all over the place.
Crazy,
I'm going to say that, bro.
I go over to, like, fucking check out Sheldon on Twitch. And I'm just, I join the chat and I'll say like, yo, what's up, Shells? Like, you know what I mean? Checking out my guy. And I see eagle emojis. Yeah. I'm like, bro, that's like, not a gang. Eagles,
I didn't
even
know there's eagle emojis on Twitch.
Nah, I got those. They're mine. They're custom.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they wanted it though. So
and I
was
they
like,
requested it.
I bet
it wasn't your idea.
For sure. It was not my
eagles,
idea.
Bro, they're migrating to other chat. Eagle be all over the place.
Yeah. We can fly.
You know what I'm saying?
We can
fly.
That's
what the way is for.
We can send good content and good shit from a mile away.
You know what I'm saying? They're migrating channels and shit. I just did a little video with Lily, and
they over there,
like in between the Team Super comments.
No, the gang eagles. Thing is, I saw that
all up in that thing.
I saw that, and it's yo. I'm telling you, it's nuts.
That's beautiful. Man.
It's nuts. The other day, someone asked me. She said, "What's up with all the eagles?"
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know the gang easily.
Like, that's a mom's question.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry, could you repeat all the questions? You know, what y'all being on, man?
Honestly, I just saw this new iOS 14 shit, and
yeah.
It just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, I seen it.
You seen that?
Looks pretty crazy.
This new group chat situation going on, man. And you can reply, what?
You could, like, you really, it's just like they upped the multitasking, you know, level of. Mm-hmm. iPhone never really had crazy multitasking, like
they do a lot of baby steps, like
voice recorder. You're now able to voice record and switch over. Like they should have been had that, but you know what I'm saying. I appreciate it nonetheless. You know what I'm saying. But it looks good, man. They got like widgets, on the home screen.
They got a certain way of just like packaging their shit up and like frame. Like I know they say on their end they want to like take their time and make sure they do it right, but at the same time, like the way they market it. I remember when the like every other phone was recording video, and then
Yeah,
it's like the last phone just hanging out. They're not recording video. Then all of a sudden, we record video. And we're
like, what the fuck? No fucking way. I feel like they're ahead of the game. They know exactly what they're doing. You know, when they're doing it.
Yeah, it's because man, it's just, like, the marketing is so good, bro. It's just
marketing.
It's such a clean market. It's just like, you know, it's like so futuristic, kind of.
Bro, I want to open a package every time. Yeah, I just go to the Apple Store. Like, I want to have eight packages and open them all.
Yeah.
Nothing got to be inside, nigga. I just want to fucking open it. I just want to open the box.
Yeah. Peel fucking Apple stickers.
Yeah. I remember we used to crowd around when we'd open iPhones and
Really?
You know there's a little suction when you finally take it off and it's like, shit.
Bro, that was such an exciting time because you know what exactly is in there, but you don't know how it looked yet. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Like, and for some reason, like you keep all the Apple boxes. Like,
I can go get it right now. Bro, there's the plastic on the phone. I remember we used to just... It's 3 months later and I still have the fucking plastic on my phone.
Bubbles and shit, dirt. All right, now I'm getting out of
I can't
hand.
Even get on the phone because you can't hear me because the plastic's on the
plastic. Fuck, man.
Touch me.
So your pocket is getting hot, but yo, it's just out forever. Now I take the plastic off first day I be taking that shit off, man. But what cheesed me the most is when I buy the phone at Apple and then they just...
I'm like, No.
Oh, shit.
It's usually when you buy... if you buy a SIM card with it. If you send out the phone, did they do it for you?
They don't even do
it with love and shit.
Yeah.
You can just take my plastic off normally. How are you going to do that shit?
Please ask me, bro. Like,
to get rid of me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do this shit my whip and come back, bro.
Yeah. Bro, I need to be sat and sitting down and say, all right, I'm going to do this way. This way I'm going to take it off. But, man, other than that. They did it because I had the screen protection shit where they put the little thing on. They can do that because I always fuck that up and get the bubbles on that shit.
Oh,
I fucking nailed my shit. I was like on some mad scientist shit. I was standing up, nigga, punched over.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man.
I just really be like, make sure I had a card on deck. You know what I'm saying? Push everything.
It's a whole thing. You'll find a way to fuck it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, my shit's fucked up.
As long as my shit's like 90% blast, I'm good, bro. As long as it's not like a bubble like in the middle. If the bubble's like at the top, I'll allow it, like whatever.
Nah, are you a drop your phone guy?
Not often, no. I've dropped
my phone. I was just gifted with just not dropping my phone a lot. My phone don't be on the floor like that.
I've never had a cracked screen.
I won two, but that was
wasn't my fault.
What you mean?
Like, it just wasn't my fault when my phone was dropped, you know? Like, it's just like, you caught... Like, whenever my phone was broken, it's like, all right, you caught me slipping. Like, this is rare, you know what I mean? And more times when I dropped my phone, like, that was the last of it. Like, I got a new phone after. Like, I just stopped caring. Like, all right,
Like, I give a fuck. Leave it on the floor for 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, you know, it's just, and especially when I think it's something personal. And you know what? Maybe I just figured something out. I feel like everyone's been on the same page of when iPhones, new iPhones come out, slower ones, like, I mean, older ones get slower and whatnot. Right. So I stopped caring about my phone. So, like, whenever I drop my shit, I just be like, yeah, fuck, dude, I fuck the show over here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just I was reckless with it because I was
throw that shit to the sky sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like, it's almost that time. Like, it's being a piece of shit. Me and the phone's not on good terms. So it's like, I feel like whenever I break my phone, it's just like, it's give me trying to get myself a reason to get a new one.
Right. But,
yeah, my phone good right now, man.
You know what I'm saying? We living over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody ever hand you a janky ass phone so that for you to type in some info?
Take your phone back.
Bro, my hand is bleeding. Yeah. Using your keyboard, sir.
Like, my screen's a little cracked. Whole fucking shit's just like...
Cracked?
It's splattered.
Man, I can see inside your phone. Dude.
I cut those people out of my life, to be honest. I can't name one person with a cracked phone right now.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a minute. Well, I mean, you know, you've been inside and shit, but...
Mm. Who's the first person that comes to your mind when you think cracked phone?
My bro.
Your bro. Really? Yeah, he's a car guy.
Though. Yeah. So, he's one of
those guys. Yeah, he's always looking... Upside down whips and phone falling out. Yeah.
So my bro, my bro always, and he'll fix his phone a lot. Like, I've never seen a man fix a phone so many times.
So many times.
Like, bro, just give it up. Just like get a, you know what I mean? Just go without it or get another phone.
Bro, get the Nokia, the brick one.
Yeah.
That shit never, that shit will, you drop a shit, you check on the floor. Niggas like, yo, this is a floor straight, nigga. I was like, drop my phone, nigga.
Yeah.
I will shatter wood.
Yo, nah, wouldn't be splitting though,
bro. Yeah,
yeah.
Drop a Nokia. What was the peanut one?
Split that.
The
shit
Nokia. Oh one? God,
which one?
The yeah, man. Nokia. What was it, nigga? The. It looks like a small remote. Oh yeah, it looks like a garage opener.
Nokia remote?
Nah. The was it 3310? Yeah, the 3310. As soon as you see it, you'll know.
Oh yeah.
That fucking ringer was loud.
Oh, like,
Nokia, which one? Bro, you can hear that phone ring. You forget the phone at home, but you still hear it. The Nokia 3310?
3310, yeah. This is
oh,
bro, that's a lethal weapon.
Hell yeah. Bro, yeah.
Bro, this is what phones used to look like.
Oh my God, that's what I was saying. Bro, I didn't want to get into that. Just one, your phone was just two things, battery and service.
That's when they're most reliable, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Yo, my phone would last
as great as phone is, beautiful phone.
Yeah.
Amazing phone. So many features. Sometimes I'm like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do this thing that you're supposed to do. Just do the phone.
Yo,
thing.
Do that thing you showed me in the commercial?
You know, like work and shit. Bro, these phones, you barely see, you forget what your charger looks like.
Yeah.
You're just like, I haven't charged, what's the last of my charger?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Bro, you open the phone, you don't even charge it. Like, you just boom, straight to
it doesn't even come with a charger. You don't even, by the time you want the charger, it's optional. Then it's going to die, bro.
You're probably like 40%.
Bro, my dad had this phone. Dad didn't have this one. Was this one in yellow, the walkie-talkie joint?
That too, yeah. That nigga had 8 phones for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah, he was probably trapping, but
the only time he ever replaced his phone is because like the buttons were wearing out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bro, and you this couldn't still even work. Yeah, but he knew numbers off by heart. That's the thing.
Bro, I used to know numbers off by heart.
Oh my God.
Yo, if I ever got stranded, call someone, you know.
Yeah.
I only know one number, so
I can call someone.
That's
right
my
now.
Number. I know my shit.
Yeah.
And
I
even then I'm kinda
sometimes I'm like, that's my number.
I think.
I don't even know my shorty's number, bro.
Nah, getting a little better at it. I'm getting a little better at it.
Those last four numbers,
how long has it been? How long have you guys
been? 7 years.
Seven, okay.
Damn. Never needed to. It's my phone, you know?
Nah.
Real shit, I know my dad's number. I know my number. Mm-hmm. I know Tron's number because it's very similar to mine.
Similar to same, my brother, yeah.
Don't expose that.
I
know Tisha's number.
Pizza.
Tisha's number still makes me scratch my head.
Pizza.
That's very easy. Bro, I was talking about this the other day. The sidekick craze. The whole sidekick. I just wasn't.
That missed me.
I don't know why they stopped making them. Like, oh, you got to stop.
Wait,
I still buy it.
You would never want a sidekick?
Today?
Back then.
Well, of course, if you kept working on it.
Back then, I wanted it.
Especially back then.
My cousin had one and it was fire.
God
but
damn.
I don't know. That screen was a little loose. Like when it flipped, his shit was a little loose.
Bro,
like,
all I know is it flips.
Yeah, that shit was hard though.
I don't care how it gets there, but the thing fucking flipped.
Remember when Soulja Boy had this shit?
Oh, it was in every, bro, BT, you see this shit 8 times a day.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I need that.
But hold on. Didn't they? They made a recent Sidekick, though.
No, nah, no. Nah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nah. You're bugging. I'll have three.
Hold on. No. Not like, it's not that recent. Like 2015, maybe.
Yo. Sidekick 4G.
Hold on.
I'm Sidekick 4G. Oh.
This podcast is all doing research.
Back I'm at telling four. You, yeah. I think 2015, maybe.
Sidekick 2018.
Chingy.
That's
I knew he had a fucking sidekick.
No, 20.
Yo.
Nah, hold up. I'll buy a
search
sidekick.
Search up the Sidekick 4G.
I'm in need of a new phone.
4G, yeah.
Like,
are you?
I am. I am in need. I have an iPhone 8. It's pretty old.
Now, this is like 2011. I think it came out one more in 2015. The 4G is showing 2011, 2012. But my point is, I just seen that shit just go click up.
Bro.
You know, that was my impression of it.
Oh, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll just be open and close my fucking phone all day.
Yeah.
I am looking at a Sidekick commercial right now.
See, I can check my shit.
No? You know?
Oh, God.
Whatever, bro.
This is beautiful.
I have a picture. Oh, fuck. Wrong phone. Bro, I would fucking.
Sorry, wrong Sidekick.
Yeah, I do that shit all the time. I wanted a Sidekick so bad.
Why is
and
it
I
pink?
Still would have one to this day. The old one. How much did they go for?
I don't know.
Was it Samsung?
Like hold on. $43.
It's T-Mobile.
Sure. It was T-Mobile's phone?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know what the fucking carrier was at the time, so.
Holy fuck. That's crazy.
Bro, what is this?
Wait, this is the phone that Kelly Rowland was texting. In an Excel spreadsheet, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
It wasn't a Sidekick?
It was a Sidekick.
I don't think it was, bro.
Kelly Rowland Excel.
In the Ray J video.
Nah, in the Nelly video.
In the Nelly video.
No, in the Ray J video.
Bro,
the One Wish
about?
Video.
No, it's a Nokia about? Joint. It's a Nokia
yeah,
joint.
Yeah, it's Nokia joint.
It's not Rowland Wish, bro. It's bro, her and Nelly dancing
dilemma,
in the street.
Dilemma.
That one, yeah.
So you're telling me Ray J One Wish was just
he
all
probably
of him
had a sidekick as well.
Okay,
probably had a sidekick.
He was dancing his whip.
Ray J sidekick.
I remember him spazzing for sure.
It was raining a lot.
Yeah.
You know what video is really fucking funny? That video of Complex where he breaks the glasses.
Oh, of course,
bro. I don't know why. I just stumbled across that the other day, bro. And that shit is fucking funny, bro. Like,
oh yeah, there's no killer. I was watching Chinatown was live with Speedy the other day and I was watching it and then Waleed brought it up. He said, yo, like remember the time where you broke Ray J's glasses or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one that broke it?
Yeah, Speedy.
It was Speedy, yeah.
But he was just saying like, yo, it was just such a, like in the moment thing and he just kind of went with it. Like, yo, you just like, yo, they won't break. He was like,
yeah.
Really? And he just went with it. But hold on, I'm watching Ray J One video, One Wish video and okay, nah. It's a flip.
Y'all ever did the wife beater like over your, like you just pull the wife beater over your head?
Oh, like shit.
And you just have
the wife beater over your head? Yo, you just, like this way?
Yeah, no, like this.
You know what I'm saying?
You pull it over. You're showing your stomach and then you just tuck your head.
Yeah,
you're just sitting there with a fucking gun holster.
The
fucking doctor's about to cut your belly open. Just fucking move your stomach up. I stayed doing that.
Bro, I don't know why that was the wave. I said it like it was a joke, but I honestly, every time I like use the toilet, I'm just. I don't know why I just didn't take it off.
Fuck. Some people play ball at that. I'm like, yo, what do you do it,
bro?
Just take it, put it on the floor. And just,
all I know
it's
is
off already.
It makes you look more yoked than you are, though. I'll say
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely cuts off the circulation in your arms, though.
Yeah.
It can't be good for your fingertips.
Nah, not at all. But at the same time, it's just like.
I should do a music video.
I do
video
that with
that.
Shirts.
Why?
Y'all don't do that?
Nah.
Oh, y'all stop. Nah, stop. Y'all stop that?
Yeah, I just, nah. Yeah.
I do it here now.
I tried it out.
I'm on the hill now. You know what I'm saying?
Personal photo album?
Who, me? Oh, yeah. my hiddens, yeah.
Actually, I have a couple of those, yeah. When I was really on my gym shit. Like, yo.
Just like a quick one.
You need a couple just for reference.
Yeah, progress.
So
I know.
The thing is, I'm in all seriousness, I definitely still do it with shirts. Like, if I'm like, I don't know, just put it behind my head real quick. If I'm doing something
what
quick.
What are you doing, though?
That's the thing. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you know, it could be like, yo.
You don't know what you're doing?
I'm getting changed? You stop me right now.
You got too far.
You fuck up.
I really, what thing?
Yo, the you thing said, is,
yo, oh, you said it sounds like it's multiple occasions on which you do that. Not like one of
them. All right, well, I'm changing.
I was very specific. I did it when I it was on the like shitting. Specific, that's when I'm doing it.
If I'm changing for a ball, right?
What, halfway?
If someone talks to me, I'll stop.
Yeah. Like, what's up? Stop. Yeah, I got time.
I'm not busy.
No, that's good. Wait.
I was getting changed. I was getting changed from a shower, and I was like, I just left my shirt like that because, you know, I got a call. So I just, it's just another form of hanging it up on my body. You know what I'm saying?
It's like dropping the top, like convertible. Right?
Yes. It was hot as fuck the other day. Yeah. I was packing shit. Just put it over, let my chest breathe for a second.
Holy fuck!
Oh man.
And other things.
But yeah,
it's a great it's a great way to shave your belly button as well.
Oh, 100%. Oh,
that's, yeah, actually, 100%. That's prime time belly button shaving.
100%.
Bro, tuck that up. Bro, my belly button's bald.
Give me 1 minute.
If this podcast was straight audio for this week, I would record there's a fucking audio video like that.
Yeah, episode 100, we got to keep it 100.
Just record it like that. But I got to be standing, though, the whole time.
Yeah,
holy
shit. Okay. I thought I was a given.
It's done. Lock it in. Yo.
What y'all niggas been on, man?
Shit, fuck, man. Honestly, bro, a whole lot of nothing, man. Mm. I can, you know, it pains me to even say that, but that's my truth.
Yeah.
Yo, you got,
you know what I'm saying? I just been on nothing, bro. Yeah, just, man.
Yo, nothing is fucking great sometimes.
You know?
It is. I feel like I needed it. For me, like, I rationalized it pretty quick. B-Day started at the beginning of the month. Okay. It's my month.
It's your B-month.
I'm going to take my B-month off. B-month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So yo, how'd you spend your B-month?
Man, how did I spend my B-month? You know. Quarantine. You know what I did do, though? I painted for the first time.
Your room?
Or like no, like on a canvas. Like I painted this picture. I painted like a beach.
Oh, fuck. You bought the canvas?
My girl set it up. She bought the canvas.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. You have any pics?
Yeah. I think I do have a pic, actually. Hold up.
Let me see.
I mean, don't get your hopes up too crazy, though, please.
So it's my first time.
Let's settle them down. Yeah. Don't swipe, though.
Don't swipe.
Oh, that's a very particular order.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, this guy's holding the phone. Relax, bro. I didn't even stick my hand up, bro.
Relax.
What'd you do after?
Oh, don't swipe. Oh, fuck.
Any progress?
Yeah.
It's funny to see like a wholesome picture in your library and you swipe next to some demon shit.
Yeah. Notice one.
Just you and your grandma. And then. Yeah, I don't even go there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know how it gets.
Sheldon, tell us more about the painting.
But I mean,
quickly.
You know, my birthday, so you know, she just treated me to, you know, a picnic of sorts. It was nice.
That's hard. Yo, I had a picnic the other day too, man.
Yeah, picnics are actually wavy.
Underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Especially like in these times where you're not really outside and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just nice to be outside. We had some wine. Sure. We had like a cheese board and some assorted meats and stuff and bread and candy and shit. It was cool.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was a vibe. Yeah.
It's a move.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice.
First off, we never formally.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We never, like, you never ever told us when your birthday was. Cause yeah, I text.
Yeah,
you.
I don't really
like,
it's
not,
you know what I mean?
Now, like, for yeah, sure, yeah, it's up yeah, to yeah, me to know. Make sure that, oh, I
mean,
know when his birthday.
I mean, well, your guys' birthdays are in my phone, but.
Cause yeah. I didn't even know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing
no,
is.
No, but you found out first.
Yeah.
I wasn't I mean, like, yo, my phone was yeah, like, in yeah. my.
Right.
Bro,
right.
I was attached to my phone for like 2 weeks
that's
straight.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's what fucked me up more.
What?
Like, what he's saying.
If I was more tapped, yeah, you know what I mean?
I was, it was,
but there
it was
has to be a point in life where you're like, okay, 1 minute you don't have my birthday, you don't know when it is, and then boom, yeah. Now you know.
Now you know. I feel like that was that moment.
Sure. I mean.
If I genuinely, hear me out.
I'm not mad.
I know.
Yeah,
no,
I'm good. I know. Okay. All right.
But if I genuinely felt like shit for like forgetting, I was, that's when I'm like, all right, and like, it's locked in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've forgotten some people's birthdays and I'm like, all right, like it won't happen again. If it doesn't, that tells you more about me and your relationship, you know? But
yeah. I'm not like a my birthday's coming up type of nigga. Like, that's not me, bro. Like,
you're very low key about it.
Low key. And I got even lower this year just because everything that's going on. So, like, it's nobody's fault, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's probably my fault if anything. I'll just be chilling.
I was.
It's whatever, man. I've had 27 of them.
I get it.
Who cares?
It was just more so like I look forward to hearing from people on my birthday type thing.
Yeah.
You know, but like even Tyron's birthday came, it passed, and I missed it. I was like, oh shit! But like, yo, happy birthday. Here's the message.
Yeah.
Huh? RX.
Yeah.
Fuck.
See what I'm saying? It's just I think everyone needs to understand it's been a point in time where a lot of people have been doing some serious disconnecting.
Yeah.
So like me, what I've been on is literally that. I was just seriously disconnected and just kind of trying to like educate myself on certain things. I cut myself, man. Yo, the other day I was looking for a knife and I found it. It found me first though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man,
and that shit hurts. And I always tell myself, I'm gonna hurt myself one day, but like that. Anyways, I disconnected and I was just like. Kind of catching up to a lot of shit and videos that I dropped and things that people said. It's just so much shit that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just be this. I was like fucking 2 weeks to people. Yo, you seen? Nope. You seen? What is that? Who's it? You heard this movie? Nope.
Yeah.
Literally, I was like, how I stayed up today was like our group chats, and then even then I'd fall back on a lot of them because I was just like, yo, I'm just trying to like,
I just
pull up to 60 messages that are fucking catching up. Look at this.
Yeah.
Thank God for a little emotion thing, the little hold down it.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, with everything going on, you didn't even feel right to. I even know how I felt. It's just, and I feel bad for like. I feel bad that it took this long and this many. Events for me to actually like really be moved and like, not to say I didn't feel anything before, but this time I'm sure everyone can agree because everybody was totally acting different. It was like, this time just move people and really. Like disrupted everybody's life. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing what was going on, and I feel like we needed that.
Yeah,
I wonder why. Too many times. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I'm like, what even?
Why is it?
Because I'm guilty of the shit too. Like I've heard of many stories and all the unfortunate things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Black lives being lost with no repercussions, and then I'm just like. Like, what was it about this time that just fucking?
I think definitely. The pandemic, I think, just everybody being kind of on a downtime and on like a pause, allowed it to get to where it needed to get to people's minds and souls. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really have, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be worried about the next check, the next day, the next, you know what I mean? Like, what am I doing? Like, I gotta get it. Like, you know what I mean? Especially you guys, like, you guys are always focused on, you know what I mean? Like, 4YE and the next thing. So, you know, I think that's a big thing. Like, people just really had no choice but to, you know what I mean? Like, take in this information. So I think that's it's a blessing in disguise, I guess, this whole pandemic. You know?
I was talking to a lot of people just about it. And, like, there's people that, like, you know, kind of, I would say, like, not really woke, but, like, just been on that, like.
More knowledgeable.
More knowledgeable. Yeah, like, Yeah, I don't know. You know, I hate the internet. So like saying shit like woke is just like, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah, definitely just, they tarnished the word a lot.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
man,
what I mean? So certain words get tarnished and shit. But like, there's just a lot of people that I speak to that have spoken on things like this before, or you know what I mean, make art like this and to express their form of like what they're going through or what they've seen and whatnot. And it's just like, just kind of talking to them is trying to figure out for myself, like, mm-hmm. all right, what really. Like, I remember the day, like, all this kind of happened. I just felt like, I don't know, it just didn't really feel, like, okay to, like,
do anything else or talk about anything else. I just felt like, bro, disoriented and just...
Mm-hmm. Within ourselves, like, mm-hmm. I didn't even feel okay, like, telling jokes to you or just, like, laughing, like, everything was okay. Like, it was just, like, I don't know, it just wasn't. It's something that, like, we were all aware of. It's something, like you said, like, personally and just seeing on the media as well, like, the mm-hmm. other things going on, like the Trayvon Martins and whatnot. Like, this has been happening. And, mm-hmm. again, I really don't know what happened this time around to make that really, like, burst in everyone. But I do feel like the pandemic has something to do with it. I do feel like everyone being home and cooped up for that long and, like, the government just saying, like, yeah, this is what we have to do. We have to do mm-hmm. this. And, like, you know what I mean? Then just seeing everyone come out and just going to promote peace, and then mm-hmm. the police are still on a ride. They're still mm-hmm. doing shit at mm-hmm. like breaking glasses and looting stores and trying to frame it like us. And it's just this mm-hmm. time it's like so like much out. It's so out in the open where it's just like, bro, okay, mm-hmm. if y'all see this and y'all still acting like this is not a thing, it's like, yeah, that's what made, you know what I mean? It's,
mm-hmm. I will say that, like, it's like, I mean, fuck, it's such a crazy coincidence that this year's 2020, mm-hmm. speaking of 2020 vision, just really seeing things for what they shit. Are. Woo. Like, shit's not.
Talk about it.
This shit ain't nothing new. It's really nothing new. But like, I feel like for the first time ever, like, you're mm-hmm. one scroll on the timeline, you see police doing bullshit in every fucking state. Mm-hmm. Just like mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. video, this happened in Atlanta, this happened in Texas, this mm-hmm. happened in LA. Like, mm-hmm. it's all in your face. Everything's right there. And mm-hmm. of course, people are going to be out there choosing to be ignorant. Mm-hmm. Woke is really, it's
yeah.
Niggas aren't real people who are not awake. They're asleep. They're just like, they mm-hmm. choose to be asleep too. They don't want to mm-hmm. educate themselves. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was a huge theme and should still continue to be a huge theme. Just the idea of just
how do you guys feel about, like, let's say, because even for me, like, I'm educating myself, like, I'm mm-hmm. actively doing that right now, mm-hmm. yeah. and sometimes it's overwhelming, man. It's like, you know, you don't know, like, you know, because it does something to your spirit, right? Like,
for
to,
sure.
to mm-hmm. consume that, you know.
This shit ain't natural. It's not natural.
Yeah, it's not
this
natural. It's not. It's very evil, traumatic, nigga, right?
It's so actually evil.
How do you feel like you guys deal with just, like, really seeking out information and, like, educating yourself amidst, like, it's like, you know, just the overwhelming feeling or, like, even this, you know?
Yeah,
I feel like that's part of the plug.
Because ignorance is bliss, right?
Sure, yeah, but so, at the same time, it's you know? It's causing harm to too many people.
Mm-hmm,
and, mm-hmm. You know, it's our community, nigga. It's our community. It's our people. It's our cousins. It's our friends. It's people we grew up with. It's our future kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like just being ignorant is you're making an active choice of, like, okay, let's let that happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which I've definitely felt a sense of guilt. Mm-hmm. For just not knowing this shit for so long and just not really, like, you know, taking the steps to educate myself.
Right.
Which I thought was a beautiful part of this whole situation is that mm-hmm. people are, like, fucking the information is everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I've never had so much information just, like, handed to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, it's in everyone's face
and it was always there too.
Mm-hmm.
It was not at the point that it is now, like, whereas, like, you're going to social media and then everyone's posting about mm-hmm. teaching you about elections, like, teaching about this and teaching the history of that. And,
yeah. and it's, like, a lot of simplified versions, for sure, too.
Yeah. Which meaning, like, it was just there if you wanted to look. But definitely, like, there's a lot more posts that you could just easily click and then read a little bit about. But, sorry, continue.
Man, that even made me just even question our own, like, the things that we go through when you talk about, oh, that didn't make me feel mm-hmm. good. But then, like, it's, like, way worse. I'm just like,
yeah.
It was a moment for me to just really just wake up and just realize that, bro, it's.
Yeah.
In comparison to what else is going on with other people, what other people go through, people are actually losing their lives. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this isn't shit. And I should use the fact that it hasn't gotten that bad.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Like, we still have a chance to actually do something, and obviously we have a platform. And I felt like even just to see everybody speaking up, I just wanted to make sure that, yo, fuck, do I know enough to even speak with purpose? Because I don't want to just speak and just, like, be talking in circles, like, oh, this is bad. This is, like, you know, obviously mm-hmm. anybody could really offer that. But I just want to make sure that I'm learning the right thing. So when I speak, I'm speaking with intention. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I could actually offer valuable advice based on the shit I know. Like, it's a system that we all live in and we're just born into. A lot of us don't question it. Mm-hmm. We don't know how the system works, so we don't know what to change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like fucking trying to fix a TV, but you don't know how to fuck the TV even works to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it should, it's we should look to our leaders around us, the people who are well-versed in this shit, who's done the research. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my cousin Summer is very educated on this topic, and she's been talking about these things. Mm-hmm. And people like that in your community, you should look to for advice and just information. It's information that you could pass on. It's a waste of words to be walking around talking about, y'all hear fucking Quavo did this. Shit just made me like, it's a it's a waste of words, with all this other shit going on. Just like, what are we even talking about? So that's why that, like, I had two solid weeks from just like reality just fucking just fell apart. I'm like, okay, this is like, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Bro, even when people are like worrying about like someone else like not speaking up yet, or like, I'm just like, bro, like, you don't know what that person's going through to say literally your exact words of just like, how are they processing it? Like, everyone's gonna process things different,
for sure.
To say like, all right, how do I get this message out like the right way?
And what is my message? What am I talking about?
What is the bro? Mm-hmm. So like, literally, so many questions. And again, like, even with us and having a platform, it's just like, yeah, we understand we have a platform, but it's just about using a platform right. For everyone that's listening and tuned in to say, all right, I got that information now. Let me go look into this more. And like, we motivate them to like look into it more and educate themselves and then educate their circle and furthermore. And like, off camera, I was telling Jermaine about a story, just playing online with this, just some kid that was just so like, just so young, you know what I mean? Like, mentally, you can hear how like young he is. And it's just like, that's just where it starts. Like, it's just so fucked. Like, how like everything's kind of like, kind of connected in a way, and I can't really talk about it, but it's just like, you know what I mean, you grow up and it's just like, you don't really like know this, but it's there, and then it's like, it's either you ignore it or you keep moving and patch it up with like whatever it may be, like comedy, and just to kind of ignore it and get by. But it's just like, bro, this is something really important, and it's really good that our like schools are being exposed for having like racist teachers.
Everybody's
there
showing
like,
their ass. That's the most beautiful part of the show.
I wanted to talk about it more, but again, I'm still learning about this to present to you guys properly. But there's a lot of fuckery happening here, like even in our Peel District school boards, where like teachers are calling certain kids like certain words and things, and it's just like, bro, this shit is they're still working there. You know what I mean? They still have a job, and again, I want to look into all this properly so I can like present this properly and talk about this properly to get these people like out of positions that they are. But it's just like, the world needed readjusting, the world needed tuning, and it's just like, it's up to us to just be ready to take in this information and kind of like put this into action. You know what I mean?
Bro, it's a responsibility for us, for real talk. Yeah, like, us being alive at this exact moment, I'm like, this is a rare opportunity to fucking resources we have now, like before. To find out information, you gotta go to the library and fucking choose a book and then look for the shit, and then you don't even know if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Now, in one second, you got all the information you need. You got people sharing information left and right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, man.
It's a valuable time. I feel like on all of our parts, it's our time to be responsible and
incredible.
And
we're building the world for our kids, man.
Yeah.
It's their future.
Yeah,
it's in our hands right now.
It's just wild, because it's just like, it's so weird that at one time, like, this is all, everyone's showing their true colors and people are coming out, and like, you know what I mean, certain I guess whatever groups of people that feel like they can't be touched, like even like the Toronto police as one, or Brampton police, whatever, like the whole DeAndre Campbell situation that happened like months ago. This is someone that we went to school with, and like just to hear that they didn't do any more work into that case to say like, all right, what actually happened? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just kind of let go. It's just kind of passed. Just say whatever. Mm-hmm. And Brampton's a big fucking city. Like, you have to imagine where all these other kids and black people are, where it's just like, it's a smaller town, or they don't have a voice, or it's not recorded, or you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's scary, bro. And this is why we have to do this, to get our voices heard and shit, to change what's going on, because it's like you're saying, like, we're raising a world for
not for us. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we're going to see the complete change where we're going to see the shift. Like, we already saw the shift. The shift already happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's happening.
You know, small. I see a lot of small wins, but like in the grand scheme of things, this is nothing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, again, voices are being heard. Mm-hmm. More people are being held accountable. A lot of people are showing their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of companies were forced to show how many black people they hire, and then like,
how y'all feel about that? I mean, to me, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Like when you look at companies and shit, like realistically, if they don't say anything, like it looks away, and then if they do, it's kind of like, well, are you genuine with it?
That's the point, though. Like I think that's. Because every company all of a sudden spoke up and
we think that is wrong and we stand.
But okay, show your work.
Yeah.
Like, prove it. Is that who you're, that should reflect in your actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if in your actions it shows that you literally hired one black person and then everybody else is white.
Yeah.
Reddit, the dude who's, I think it was the CEO that started Reddit.
Reddit?
Yeah, it was Reddit. He was a white guy.
Yeah, he's one of the co-founders.
The co-founders. He stepped down and he's saying, yo, give my job to someone else. And I can't remember. I don't want to speak on it because I don't remember everything. And like, you got to be particular about this. But like, he stepped down and like, that's him doing a bigger job to say like, yo, like, he's doing something to get his voice heard, to make a message, make a point and show these niggas like, yo, this is what these guys, this is what like everybody here is fighting for. And it's so crazy to me how, when people shout out like, oh, all lives matter, and it's like, bro, that's not the point. And it's just when people don't get that, it's just like, bro, like that's a whole different conversation.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, man. The logic, you could explain this to a baby and the baby gets it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get it.
Yeah.
At that point, you're choosing an effort. Like, it's you can't even try to educate these people because they don't want
to. It's
learn.
A fight back, right? Like, why would they want to give up? Like, We're inequality is not, inequality is what's normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
to them, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we've all grown up with, the wiring of is like inequality.
Oh, gotcha.
So you know what I mean? Like it's a stupid combative reasoning and like a stupid combative argument, but it's like they have to say something because they don't want the system to change because it's for them, right? Mm-hmm.
Like
it benefits them, and it's like, you know, on the other end of it, like We want a little bit, but they're not even trying to give that up because it's like we can have all of it type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's fucked up, man. It's like we're literally just asking for like basic human rights.
Yeah.
Even dude, I don't want to like trigger anybody or whatever, but even, you know, Rayshon, that was the dude that was killed in the Wendy's parking lot, like he got shot in his back, and that's actually illegal for cops to do that. Mm-hmm. Like they're trained, like you're not supposed to shoot in the back because if someone's back is towards you, you don't have to shoot them. You know, they can't, you know what I mean? They can't hurt you. So it's like, even the training that you're trained, you know what I mean, to follow, you're still not following it because you really don't give a fuck about the person that's in front of you because, you know, you look at them as less than you.
Right. Just work.
You know what I'm saying?
Just work. Like, bro, I read the box and said, yeah, oh, this is what I need, nigga. Work. Clap.
Yo, clap on, clap off. Only thing he ever clapped was his hands. Yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah, shit.
Technology worked against us for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We came back out on top, swing like an eagle. You know what it is, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We cut a little bit off, but overall, the message was that we have an opportunity again to educate ourselves and really make a change for the future of our, you know, the people of Earth of the future, man. Our kids are, you know what I'm saying? Our little nephews and nieces.
Yes.
So I think we should be responsible and take the opportunity. Yeah. Hold each other accountable, you know what I'm saying? Let this be an opportunity to educate one another. Somebody over there talking crazy, not making sense.
Press their ass.
And that's press their ass, educate their
ass. Educate their ass. It don't have to be rude or anything. Just educate their ass,
for
man.
Real,
like,
man.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? You can get the message across, and if they not, you did your part. You know what I mean? To say, like, bro, you're not gonna talk to me like that, or you're not gonna, you know what I mean? Some people just be doing some slick shit, and like, I've always been one to be like, nah, like I'm gonna say something, like I can't. And like a lot of times I may feel awkward and not know what to say and like start laughing or whatever, that's how I deal with it. But like, you know what I mean? Something that I can go home and say, all right, yeah, I did that shit.
Did you see that video of that kid playing ball on this driveway?
Yeah.
And then the cop
just instinctively just hit behind the car like nothing.
If that doesn't sum it up, I don't know, man.
Man. And again, I wanna be able to have a platform here to like not only talk about things when
when things happen, you know what I mean? I mm-hmm. want to definitely be talking about this. Like, just like normal shit. We have something new to talk about. It's because I just learned it or I just went through it. And I'm going to bring it up here. And I definitely want to be do our part more and continue to talk about that, continue to push that message of equality.
You know
and
get guests on who, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
More well-versed on the topic. And got some good guests on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
We about to be back. Newsflash, we about to be back in the launch pad real soon.
Oh, yeah.
The green screen's coming back. So we're going to wait till we get the green screen back to bring on some guests to educate our guests. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And until then, man, you guys keep doing your part. We're going to keep doing ours, support Black businesses. And you know what I mean? Use your voice. Everybody has a voice. Again, it doesn't matter really how big, small your platform is. You know what I mean? Like, use it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So even 100 followers, bro, it's a privilege to speak to 100 people 100 at one
people
time.
At once, yeah,
with two buttons.
Even that, one of those 100 followers can retweet your shit and your shit go crazy. Sometimes people retweet my shit, I'm like, why'd this go crazy? I don't even say anything, you know what I mean? But
the message is spread for sure.
You got a message, and when you put that out, it's just gonna connect to people, man. So do your part as well. Like Jermaine said, I don't know if this got left out, but there's gonna be links in the description down below where you guys can go help or just educate yourself, you know what I mean, on what's going on and ways to help and ways to get involved. So yeah, Jermaine and I was just kind of chilling, and we were one of my mans, and me and Jermaine were just walking up ahead, and like my friend was just tweaking behind us, and I'm just like, bro, like what's wrong with this guy? So I was just whatever doing my thing, continue to talk to Jermaine, pointing shit out.
Okay.
And I just had enough because I knew what it was. I turned around and just like, yo, like, if you have to yak, fucking yak. Like, you know what I mean? No one's over here judging. Like, you have to go yak, go yak.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's something that I tell you guys on this podcast a lot. I'll be like, yo, if I have to faint, I'm going to go sit down and do that shit properly. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm 6 feet. You got to do shit right. If anything's wrong with my body, I'm in touch with it. You know what I mean? Like, if I have to throw up, I'm announcing it. Own your yak. I gotta go yak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go do this.
I don't my motherfucking yak. Bro, I yak. I gotta let my niggas know. Just heads up. I'm gonna be yakking in a sec. So, like, and I'm fine too. I feel like I've said this before. I'm a very responsible yakker.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta yak. I know what I gotta do. I'm in my zone. I'm in the bathroom. I'm neat with it. Boom. Toilet. Flush down the fucking toilet.
Bro, I fucking love yakking. It's like mad rebirthing. It's just like, it's just like a start of something new. You know what I mean?
I was thinking about that day when I got drunk on my boy's birthday.
Mm.
And I remember we went to karaoke downtown, and we like booked a hotel like close by.
For and you and your boy?
Yeah. That's what it was, like a bunch of us. It was like four or five of us. Mm. And so this guy's crazy. So so I remember I remember getting really drunk karaoke and bro, just being neat with it, like walking back to the hotel, making it to the room, taking my jacket off.
Yes.
Going to the toilet and spending my night there.
You know what it is, baby.
Bro, you know what it is.
Yeah. Like, I can respect that for sure.
I can respect anybody out there.
Any day, man.
Owning up to the yak. Mm-hmm. You gotta own your yak.
Bro, you gotta claim. I hate when people fucking yak somewhere. Yeah. That's not my yak.
Bro, claim
I should never. What do you mean? That's not your. Whose is it then?
Yeah. I should never have to ask whose yak is that.
Bro, you should claim it before you even. Yo, there's fucking yak over there. Yeah. It came from my stomach.
I'm clean it up.
Bro, that's questions.
It's a part of you.
Yeah.
It's like having a baby. Like, oh, that's not my fucking baby. It came out of your body, man. I guess yours.
Who spilled the pizza? I spilled the soup. Bro, if you did it, you did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should never have to ask whose yak it is. I should never have to ask who's yakking. Who's in the bathroom making those sounds? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, announce it so it's not weird, bro. Yep. When you don't do it, it's just fucking weird.
Yep.
And it's just like, I don't really look forward to yakking, but it's just like, I embrace the moment.
When I'm there.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
To be honest, bro, I embrace it because I know the relief.
Yes.
That's about to come. So I'm like, let's go. Like, let me get this shit out. Like,
yeah, I embrace it because whether I fucking like it or not, nigga,
it's coming out.
Coming out of my body.
Yeah,
so I might as well enjoy it.
Yeah. You guys ever had like, just like messy like yaks?
No.
Okay.
Because I know I'm not a yak denier.
Yeah.
So I feel the yak. I get up. I walk. I bring the yak to the toilet. Bro, so my knees yak are deniers, planted man. On so, the fucking marble.
So I had like a semi-messy
yak. I don't do that. I can't relate.
I contained it as much as I. So This is back in the day. I think I was like maybe 17 at this time.
Don't date it. Are you sure? 17 or what?
Yeah, I was like 17. I was, no, no.
It wasn't karaoke night?
It was way back in the day.
It was karaoke night.
It was way back in the day.
You're pushing it way back in the book.
No, way back in the day. I saw like, you know what I'm saying? Way back in the day. So I think I was like 17 or 18 or whatever. I didn't have my license at the time. It was way back in the day. So I had like went to this video shoot. My boy was shooting a music video or whatever. And you know, it's music video shit. So it's a typical music
video.
You
gotta drink up.
He's like, yeah. So it's like, so imagine we're smoking. I didn't smoke blunts at the time. I didn't do blunts. I still don't really do blunts, but I didn't do blunts back then at all. So niggas was passing blunts in the video. So I'm like, I don't want to do that. So he's like, hey, we got 40s. I didn't really drink at the time either. So I had this 40. We're doing takes. Every take, they need me to swig the 40. By the end of the thing, this 40's done. So I'm like, all right, video shoot's done. I gotta check. I gotta take this Go Transit back to the B's, you feel me? Because I'm in Toronto right now.
You're fucking both eyeballs looking bro, different directions.
The first time I ever had blurred vision in my life, bro. Like, bro. So this was I used to take the bus in a really weird way. Like, I used to take it like the simplest way for me. So it was like stop to stop to stop. So it was like, boom, we're gonna walk to the fucking subway first. Then we're gonna take the subway to the GO bus. Then we're gonna take the GO bus to the Brampton Transit. It's a lot of shit.
Gotcha.
So I get on the subway and I'm feeling it, like just the rocking of the subway. I'm like, fuck. I'm feeling it, bro. I'm feeling it. So I'm like, fuck. Yak on the subway. Yak neat though, like to the side, whatever.
Yakking in the
public. Yeah, but you know, it's to the side, whatever. Get it out. I'm like, okay, boom. Get off that. Get on the GO bus. GO bus is better. It's more stable. Like, you know, it's just a nice little cruise. You go on the highway, it's not bad. Get off the GO bus, get onto the Mississauga Transit. I went to Malton. Mississauga Transit. So I'm taking the bus. It's just rocking me again. Bro, I couldn't keep it neat this time. It's like all over my kicks, bro.
Come on. You're one of those.
You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Bro, get off the podcast.
Take the headphones off.
Yo, but the thing is, like, I'm sitting like this.
Nothing is.
I'm sorry.
There's a thing, though. There's a thing, bro.
You should never yak on your shoes.
There's a thing.
You should never.
It's there. You could move your feet.
I couldn't.
You could go like this.
I'm young. No, bro. I yak in the air before
I yak. Bro, when I was a baby, I didn't yak on myself. Swear to God, it was always. I knew what time it was.
Bro, it was like I was. Fucking like I had cables attached to my back. Just as far away, the yak is as far from my body.
The fucking Chris Brown.
I was a mess, but I think it was bus ride, bro. Like, y'all never been on the bus drunk, bro. It's different, man.
Yeah, you don't do that. You move neater than that.
You gotta be ahead. You gotta think ahead. I'd have a way.
Yeah, I've been beating Ubers, and like that's when I'm just like, all right, like. Just hold my mouth. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's different. Yeah, you seen that video?
Not
that
cool.
You seen that video that you in the fucking during the safari? They're in like one of those outdoor safaris where you like drive the whip through and the animals come to the window and shit.
Yeah.
It's like a full whip of a family and shit.
That sounds familiar.
And the lady has the fucking like the little container of like the food sort of. I don't remember what animal it was. I think it was an ostrich. Just put his head through the thing and is like eating, and there she's just flipping out. And the kid's beside her, and the kid gets that yak where you're yakking your mouth and you're holding it. And he's just like,
and then it just
comes out all over and shit.
Like, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, nah, that shit is fucking funny, but.
Bro,
it gets like that sometimes, man. You know, I feel you gotta accept it.
That's the message. Yeah. Overall message is you gotta accept
it. That's it. Because everybody do it. You're human, and I just never understood the people that didn't want to claim their yak.
Bro, what do you know, nigga? What? Yeah. Everybody, yo, no matter who you are, how many muscles you have, how big of a stature you have, you get on your knees and you barf your guts out.
Bro,
why deny it?
I remember this one time in specific.
Yeah.
Was that Mandarin?
Ooh, don't soil it, man.
Oh, it was another, another buffet story.
Another buffet story.
No, bro, don't do it.
I was at Mandarin, and these are times where I was like, I was cooling with my cousin heavy, but like, his parents would just drag me along for shit. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm here. So I was just at Mandarin at this table, mad people there, and I'm just there with Kalen, and I'm just like, bro, he was all I knew there. So we're at the end of the table, just where all the young niggas would sit.
Right.
I miss that back when you go out and just like all the kids over here.
Yeah. At your table?
Yeah. But I'm at the look of Ute table at the end of it.
Jeez.
And me and Kaylin just blacking out. And then, yo, you know when you go to all you can eat and like towards the end when you're about to leave, like people start just wandering for no reason.
Yeah,
or just
go kind of see what's going
and try to walk it off.
Check the watch, maybe. Look, a fit check.
Yeah, you know? So it's just like the table was just like it was kind of empty, but it kind of wasn't. It was a little, you know, a little bit of people here. Mm-hmm. But it was like mostly me and Kaylin.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I just looked. I looked over to the right, and I just, like, looked away from the table, just kind of vibe-checking in place or whatever, and I just hear,
oh, yeah.
I turn back around, like, what the fuck is that? And I see ice cream on this nigga's plate. And I'm like, yo, okay.
In my head, I'm like, yo, that's a noodle plate.
He took the ice cream on a plate. That's not convenient. And it was just like a little splash of it.
Ratted it thing.
So I'm just like, yo, I'm like, yo, what is that?
I said, I seen ice cream.
Bro, it was blue ice cream. And I remember, I'm like, why? First off, when he got it, it was just weird to me.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at him, and I almost didn't really have any words. And he's just fucking holding his mouth like this and just looking up and pointing up at the ceiling. And he almost got me because I'm looking up at the ceiling like, yo, there's no way that fell from the ceiling. And this nigga just fucking yacked on his plate, but he didn't claim it. And I'm sitting there
Bro,
you gotta claim that. Yeah, we're not leaving until you claim that.
Clean that yak, baby.
Bro. Yeah.
That's a tattoo.
Yeah. So confused, bro. Yeah,
that's a chess piece.
Yeah.
Fucking script.
Bro, I think it's a good thing. I see yak on the floor. I'm like, oh, somebody in this room feels fucking 30% better.
Yeah.
Bro, someone feels kind of better right now.
Preach. Every time I yak,
better.
I feel like I can do the same things like, I just did that made me yak.
I feel like I'll defeat it this time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know what to do better.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what to do better.
Trust me.
Bro, I feel human growth every time yak comes out of my system. Bro, yeah, it's your body saying, yeah, we got to do better, my nigga.
Yeah, we look.
All this shit you see? Look at this shit. This was fun. Couldn't break this shit down, man. Nigga, I'm not strong to break the piece of chicken.
You forgot when you ate that, huh?
Holy claim your yak, man. Please, man. That's my message, please. Claim your fucking yak.
Facts.
Claim your yak and make Wi-Fi work all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I don't want to get rude with these people.
Yo, we had theories.
Bro.
We had theories that, okay, what if there's just never great internet? I always go to my people's house and they kind of have better internet, and then there's still something though. There's always a fucking catch, and every time we upgrade to we get a new provider or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. The first days are sweet. You fucking recommend it to all your friends and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open Instagram, and everything's great.
The fucking circle,
bro.
Bro, I'm watching fucking MasterChef with Aaron Sanchez.
Bro, we're watching MasterChef.
Yo, Aaron Sanchez. Yo, I know he spoke about this. This nigga is fucking words. It doesn't. I love the way you cook the taquitos. Anyways, bro, why are you pausing the stream, bro? Like, I'm watching something intense moment and it stops. I'm like, bro, you guys are supposed to be top tier internet.
Bro, top dog. And then you call it every time. I feel like it's a conspiracy going on, first off.
I feel like you're about to say what I feel like you're about to say. Man.
Bro, you set it up, and then, the internet's great, and then it works at this level, and then all of a sudden, it's just not fast anymore. And it's not you going crazy and you getting used to it. It's taking 10 minutes to load it, and before it took 1 second, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, you know what you got to do? You got to upgrade to the extreme.
Yeah. Ain't no fucking.
But then they get you, and the people, well, maybe I need more speeds. All right, fine, fuck it, upgrade. And then you upgrade, and then get used to it, and then it gets bad.
Bro, my download speed.
And then you gotta upgrade again. Bro, what do you
mean? And this is the day I flexed it. These guys asked me on COD, what's your upload speed? And I told them. Niggas was like, yo, that's crazy. That's outrageous. Crazy,
yeah. Bro,
I was hitting like, what was doing, like 300?
It's the 300. Yeah.
300. I think it was like 289. We got introduced to this. I was doing my research, got introduced to this concept of fiber optics.
Fiber. Mm-hmm.
These are like glass cords, and then it's easily the signal's easily reflected in the cord, and it's fast.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah, man, it's fast. For bragging to everybody.
I told niggas come over just to try my internet. Niggas was talking shit. I'm like, bro,
come
back
to my house,
please.
and load my internet from when you get off the elevator.
From when you get off the elevator.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Connect there.
Straight face.
Connect there.
And then all of a sudden, this guy's playing Call of Duty. And in 1 second, this guy's on the floor. Next thing, he's on the fucking roof. People are saying, yo, where did he go? Why is he, Tron, why are you in the sky right now?
Bro, I was literally in a different game. And I'm just like, bro, where the fucking mode is this, bro? Like, and I message these people, and I'm like, yo, boop, boop, boop. My internet's not working. Oh, did you try to reset?
That's
the oldest one in the book.
Brother, you did
it work.
I picked up the phone before I fucking plugged the thing up.
Yeah.
Before I pulled the plug out my wall. You don't want
to speak to you niggas? Like, bro.
Bro, trust me.
This is my last resort.
Oh, my God.
Come to my house. I don't like when people come to my house, but I need to see you.
Yeah, I told that man. I have an email thread right now.
Beanfield, Beanfield.
Beanfield, you motherfuckers.
Fix up.
Fuck it, bro.
I was rooting for you.
You guys are moving like beans.
Bro.
Yeah, I know what
this is.
Bro.
I was rooting for you, man.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
And you have a chance to come back. It's not too late. I'm not closing my door. I don't want to switch to fucking Rogers.
My internet speed.
You do not want to switch to Rogers, bro.
Bro,
oh my God.
This nigga, I'm in the email right now. I said, hey, Brandon. I said, it's frustrating because I already did this.
Bro, he be with the theatrics when he's just
complaining, bro. Said, again, Brandon, very frustrating because I've already done this. I've spoken to many technical supports, reset everything. Nothing fixed my issue. He said, hey, Tron, we're going to reset your zone router, da da da, but it's going to be down for 15 minutes. I didn't respond. And then my internet is so shit. I'm like, yo, reset it, Brandon.
Yeah,
like,
bro,
you
know like, what I'm saying? Like, that.
It's not. So I'm on LTE right now, by the way.
Yeah. Really?
100%. No, bro. It's literally in this email. I'm like, yo, I'm on my fucking data more than I am on my Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And I told him, I'm like, please proceed. Then he's like, okay, I did it. Let me know if you're still receiving these same issues.
Hey, sorry it took so long. That email took fucking 10 minutes to get to my computer.
Bro, the screenshot here, our fucking download speed is 4.16.
Oh, man.
Bro, is upload? This the first internet?
19.3.
Whoa.
I sent that to him and literally I said,
what
Brandon,
the fuck is this?
I said, Brandon, I think we may need to get someone over here. I swear to God.
If we're keeping it real, Brandon,
get your ass over here. We want to apologize and shit. I didn't even respond to his stupid ass, man. Like,
bro. I don't want no apologies. I want a knock on my door.
Bro.
Matter of fact, come here. In, nigga. The door is unlocked.
Man, that's funny.
Like, y'all niggas know what time it is, man. Like, I'm just back and forth shit. Treat me like I'm some old nigga that don't know how to use this
bro,
shit.
Bro, I'm technologically advanced, I like to think.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we're leaving the earth if we can't fucking get Wi-Fi down.
Yeah.
We're talking about satellites and trying to connect this. Bro.
I think we did launch with space the other day, launched something.
But, bro, my thing is plugged into the computer.
How is Tesla driving itself and my internet's not sick.
Bro, yeah. Tesla, make fucking Tesla internet then,
bro,
man.
Yeah. Like, working on Starlink.
There?
Little situation.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to be.
On Star?
What's that?
It's like a bunch of, it's a network of satellites for like internet wherever you are in the move. Yeah, it could be tight.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get these niggas the fuck out of here, bro.
Bro, yeah. It's time, Elon.
Elon.
Come on.
Elon.
Come on, bro. We need you, bro.
Fuck all the moon shit, bro. I just want to load.
Yeah, man.
I just want to load,
the moon shit, man.
The websites I go on.
And yo, man, while we speaking about moon shit, there was something, nah, for real. There's something that came out talking about they just discovered some extraterrestrial stuff, something like that. Y'all heard about that?
Oh, word? No.
What you mean?
Man, I gotta.
Hold on, okay, before you find that,
go ahead.
Because we was on the topic of network providers and Rogers and specifically.
Oh, the worst, bro.
I will say, though, mm-hmm. bro, if you put up a little fight, they'll knock that bill down to zero bones.
Really?
Bro, I've seen my dad turn a bill that said $1,083. And the next thing you know is, okay, thank you, bye. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so how much? Zero bones. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you do? And that's, I just don't think it's fair how, like, some, because if you're just like, they're going to tell you, no, you're not, yeah. This is the way it goes. Because what happened was, this is the first time data got to Canada.
Right.
And it wasn't even like that. We had a phone from the States. We had, back when the iPhones weren't in Canada yet, we got our paws on one.
Mm.
And then Ryan, my older brother, he was flexing the data heavy.
Mm. Heavy.
That's when it was edge.
Yeah.
Oh. Flexing off the data, whatever. Then my dad gets the bill. Mm. Yeah, he didn't even know what data was. He didn't understand the concept. Nobody knows what the fuck this shit is.
Yeah.
My dad gets the bill. Again, I said, $1,083.
Holy shit, bro.
And then my dad's okay. So I'm not even getting mad because obviously I'm not paying this shit. He got on the phone, explained that, yo, my son doesn't even know what this is. You guys didn't tell me, how are you supposed to know about this shit?
Yeah.
You're just offering us a service. You're not explaining, you know what I'm saying, how much it costs, whatever, whatever. Yeah. Putting up a fight, maybe like 20 minutes. And then, like I said, the bill's zero bones. But if you stopped when they first said, or even just a little pushback, if you stop 3 minutes into the conversation,
yeah,
you're paying a rack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
You know what? I got to push more.
Push to, they're annoyed, man. Until they, because they can't really hang up the phone on you.
Yeah.
So I was like, listen.
Yeah.
Do you love your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kids. Fuck it, two kids. Do you want to see them? Because I'm at home, nigga. I'm not finishing this phone call. You know when they say, can I help you with anything else?
Yes.
The problem with the problem. Nigga, let's get back to that.
We even get.
You're recording this call for Champ? Perfect, nigga. Great. What you going to do for your future employees?
It's not this, nigga.
Say the example.
I'm about to get bro. Into bullshit.
Shit.
You could get to zero is what I'm saying.
And you know what's crazy? I had an Airbnb trip where these niggas said, check this out. They said to me, yo, what's up, Trey? We just want to pop on by and show the place that you guys were staying in because it's a unit. So they want someone to lease it out.
Already, I hear an in my head.
You know what I'm saying? No, you can't do that. Coronavirus is out here. You can't do
besides
that.
Besides that, even zero virus.
Yeah. No, you're random people right are just now. Coming in. This is that's the reason, though, right? Boom. These people came into the crib. I came home. Right? Mm-hmm. They told me leave the crib for the next day. We took called back, said, nah, we're not leaving. Don't do that. No one come. They're like, all right, bet we'll figure it out. But they sound a little bit mad. A couple days later, we leave the crib and I'm coming back and I come off the elevator. I'm like, yo, why the fuck it sound like someone's coming from like the unit?
Yeah.
A nigga just finished showing my unit. And I was just like, yo, wow.
You just showed the unit.
Like, I'm
showing my whole unit.
It made no sense. She was talking about everything in there. Like, oh yeah, the space is there. I'm like, bro, how you know about the space?
Damn.
How you know about the space?
That ain't right.
Anyways, man, I messaged Airbnb, said, look, man, this ain't right. And them niggas ain't respond yet. So y'all just reminded me to respond back.
Yeah.
So we gonna get on that. Tell me what's up.
How's the story going in?
I'm gonna let y'all know it because it ain't over, man. Trust
That's
me.
That's crazy.
Amen to that. Yeah, I'd be cracking your chest.
Oh, psh, bro.
Fuck.
I crack everything,
it
bro.
It doesn't stop.
Bro, I do this wicked thing in the morning with my bed. Like, I just found a spot to grab on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then just I crunch go the yourself. Other way and just, it's oh, amazing. Man. You know what I'm saying?
I have a thing. Yeah, I push my side and just.
Yeah, bro, it's incredible.
All the way to the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can get up now, you know?
Hey, yeah, man!
Yeah! Man, you should have said that for the intro.
Yo, you definitely.
You want to do it
man,
again?
Y'all know what time it is, man. This was episode 60 of Random Order.
Oh, 6-0.
Yeah, I forgot it was 6-0, man.
6-0?
Yeah.
I ain't never forget it, man.
Holy.
We're signing out. Mm-hmm. To go turn the AC on and off 1,000 times.
Yo, facts.
Figure that out too. Nigga, fucking why it gets okay. You know what I'm saying?
Cold, man.
Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and the episode clips. You know what I'm saying? Click that bell.
Sir.
You a true eagle. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing reviews.
Yo, you guys, seriously, go to Apple Podcasts. And rate the podcast. Yeah. It helps.
Y'all been
us.
Doing your damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Do it again. Let's do it every day.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Only great comments. If you have any bad comments, you can put that comment right up in your butt. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show to stay posted. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, we didn't even drop this yet. Yeah, man. New 4IE Dewey's. For sure. They ready to go very soon.
You know what's crazy?
4ye.ca.
What's crazy?
Bro, the last episode we recorded, we didn't put it out because of obvious reasons that we spoke about. But I'm just so confused on why is it so hard to get a message across to people that's just right in their face. We said the episode's old. we're talking about the Durags being released like that day or whatever. He says, oh, Durags coming out June 6th. They come out June 19th. Video comes out June 19th.
Like, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, what? You've what? Solved it, mystery man. Like, you got it. Here's a badge. Detective, this guy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that man thought he had us too.
He feels sick. To this day, he feels sick. To this day, until that moment, now he feels dumb.
The He's details. Like,
oh, okay.
The details are there, my guy.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
Follow us at 4YE on Instagram and turn on them post notifications so you know the exact second we drop them new Deweys. Man, I need the Shanti joint of the day, man.
Man, foolish all day. Woo! It's Dewey Games. Y'all saw that Ja Rule commercial?
the Gyro one?
Yeah! Roll the clip!
You wanna slap your mama! Pop Prisco's got the best motherfucking gyros you ever f***ing ate in your life. So good. Think more, think to you got to have Peters! Pop Prisco Peters!
They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites. They got Tzatziki.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.